Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bill Bathe. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Eric Plunk. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Fran Mullins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Schultz. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive towards short. Mullins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacoby for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Plunk. Castillo moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first, with Schultz covering, for the out. One out. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith is hit by the pitch. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. There goes Baith trying to get to third. Castillo throws the ball into Jacoby, who tags Baith for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lansford moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lansford moves to third. Canseco moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lansford scores. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-1 in the game. Bocht hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a line drive into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Allinson and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baith hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter fields it and throws to home to get Griffin. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Hill reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford is hit by the pitch. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Phillips scores. Hill scores. Lansford moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. Bocht hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bocht. The throw from Allinson and he is out, Mullins applying the tag. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bave hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 1 in the game. Mullins hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 2 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Carter strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bernazard moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Butler scores. Bernazard scores. Thornton moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Dave Stewart now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Castillo is hit by the pitch. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Rich Yett now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from Allenson and he is out, Bernazard applying the tag. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hill hits a line drive into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Lansford goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 5, Indians, 5. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman is walked intentionally. Scott Bales now pitching. Dusty Baker pinch hits for Bruce Bocht. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Canseco moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Stan Javier pinch runs for Dusty Baker. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing third base. Carney Lansford now playing first base. Stan Javier now playing center field. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullins hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Rijo now pitching. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Baith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baith is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Baith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullins misplays the ball. That's an error on Mullins. Phillips moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Castillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops it up and throws to first, with Rijo covering, for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jacoby hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allenson. The throw from Baith and he is safe. Allenson steals second. Fran Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullins strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Allenson scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.